This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we head to Argentina. The country has made a stunning comeback from the brink of financial ruin. It's now looking to settle its foreign debt. But first, we go to East Africa and Kenya. Two lawmakers there are seeking public support for controversial proposed legislation. They want repeat sexual offenders to be chemically castrated. The proposals met objections from some leaders of the religious and medical communities there, but it's tapped into widespread public outrage over sharply increasing incidents of rape and child abuse. The Kenyan government estimates that a rape occurs every 30 minutes, and some experts say they are actually more frequent than that. Every day, the Kenyan media present gruesome reports about rape cases across the country, frequently involving children. From Nairobi, David McGuffin looks at what's gone wrong in Kenya and at some people who are trying to make a difference.
It's late afternoon in the emergency ward of the Nairobi Women's Hospital. A dozen people sit quietly waiting their turn to see a doctor. But already today, this waiting room has seen three victims of rape. And if it's to be an average day here, another half dozen more will come through. Many of them will be under 15 years of age. According to the hospital's figures, last month, two-thirds of the rape victims who were treated here were minors, some less than 5 years old. Susan is 28. She was raped in Nairobi in March and treated at the hospital's Gender Violence Center.
I was totally beaten up. So they beat me really badly and then raped me all in turns more than once.
Left for dead by a busy road, Susan managed to get a ride to a police station where she insisted she be brought to the Nairobi Women's Hospital. With partial help of funding by the Ford Foundation and the Canadian government, the hospital's Gender Violence Center provides free treatment, including anti-AIDS drugs and counseling for victims of sexual violence.
So our mission is very clear.
The center was started by Dr. Sam Fenya. He got the idea after conducting a study that showed 56% of Kenyan women had either been raped or beaten in the previous year. A similar study done jointly by the Ford Foundation and Canada's International Aid Organization found that 60% of Kenyan women had experienced some form of sexual violence in their lifetime. Since the center opened in 2001, it has been increasingly swamped with rape cases.
So far, this year we've seen more than 1,076, just this year alone, and our projection was 200.
Beyond the numbers, Dr. Thenya has noticed other disturbing trends as well.
You know, initially we just used to get people who've been carjacked, and it was not that bad. But now we start getting children, people who've been raped with guns, with bottles. You know, it became sodomized for a long period of time, gang rapes.
The numbers of child rapes here is particularly jarring. There are newspaper headlines weekly about young children being sexually violated, news that would lead to nationwide manhunts and media blitzes in America, but are so common here as to almost be ignored. Anne Njogu is director of the Kenyan Center for the Rehabilitation of Abused Women in Nairobi. She partly blames the false notion popularized in South Africa more than a decade ago that sleeping with a virgin will cure HIV. She also says there are aspects of traditional Kenyan culture that are harmful.
Of course, there has been a lot of statements going around that when you sleep with an underage and you have HIV, that if you sleep with that underage child, then you heal your status. In some communities, they believe that certain actions, maybe because you are poor because perhaps you have not slept with a certain... And if you can break that by perhaps sleeping with a child.
But she and many other activists also blame social upheaval. Poverty levels in Kenya have risen sharply in the past decade. With it has come a rural migration to the slums of Nairobi, where millions of people live in cramped, appalling conditions, lacking the most basic services amidst high rates of unemployment, crime, and rampant drug abuse. The government, too, has been slow to react to the rape crisis. It is facing a wide range of social problems, and traditionally here, rape is not a topic that's openly discussed. But rape survivor Susan says the government needs to start addressing the situation.
It's about time we accepted who we are, what we are, what we've been through.
She says only then will Kenyan women and girls start to get the protection they need. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Nairobi.